Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, new data from the UK shows a distinct trend towards early dining, with people preferring to eat out at around 6 p.m. So what's going on? Where do they go afterwards? The food and drink writer Ali Dunworth is here to explain. Afternoon, Ali.
Afternoon.
Is this the thing happening in Ireland as well?
Yeah, I think it was an Open Table bit of research and they actually found Ireland was even more than the UK.
Oh.
I think it was 21%. There's been a 21% increase in Irish diners eating out between 4 and 6 year on year for the last few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would most restaurants, if you're going for a nice dinner now, I don't mean if you're going for fast food, you can get that at any time, but
yeah.
Would most restaurants be even open at 4?
Yeah, some of them are, like, especially in the city centre. I think some of them will open earlier. Like, definitely there's 5 o'clock tables available most places because, of course, everyone wants to get in at least 2 sittings during the time they're open anyway. So, yeah, and I've been a fan of it now for a while. So I was actually reading that going, I was kind of delighted. I think when those figures came out, there was loads of different articles in the various UK papers last week with people saying it was like the death of dining and slagging it off. But I was like, I can't think of anything nicer than an early dinner.
Yeah. You see, and then you're tucked up in bed by 9 o'clock kind of thing.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's like, obviously I've gotten older like since COVID, but I do think that there's been a change since we started eating out again after COVID, because it's almost like we had those, you know, nearly 3 or 4 years where we suited ourselves and we became home birds. And anything that seemed like a lot of effort, a lot of us just stopped doing stuff that we think kind of stinks of effort.
Yeah.
And if someone says, do you want to go out for dinner at 8:30 on a Friday night? Like, no, I just don't. No matter where it is, I don't. The idea of eating that late, and I think you don't get the same service. And well, I don't want to say that about all the restaurants now, that's not true. But like, it just doesn't seem as nice or relaxing as the thought of going out for like a 5 or 6 p.m. dinner.
Yeah. Now, would restaurants prefer people to go earlier, do you think?
Well, like, I've been working restaurants and consulting for years. And, you know, one of the things they've always said is like, they're top heavy with Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and top heavy with people wanting to eat out at 7 and 8 o'clock. So I don't know why it wouldn't be a good thing if more people want to eat out early. And like, I've certainly found over the last few years, the places we all want to eat out in, and there's always those new places that everybody wants to get into or the favourites. Like, you're much more likely to get a table in those places if you're prepared to eat out at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, you might get a 9:30 table somewhere, but like, who wants to be doing that?
Because I suppose we have this kind of, you know, Mediterranean idea that everyone goes out to have their dinner at 10 o'clock at night.
No.
But do they do that? Or is it just a kind of fictional idea?
I don't think we've ever had a late night dining scene in Ireland or in Dublin. Definitely not. Like, most places, a lot of places will still finish service at 9, 8:30. And we've all been there when you feel like you're eating, you're too late and people are cleaning up around you and they're, you know, you can smell the spray or you can hear them shuffling around waiting for you to finish. Like, there isn't a whole lot of restaurants where we eat out at 10 o'clock anyway. Like, Irish people, if you're out for the night, you might like to get your dinner done and then get to the pub for a drink. Like, the pubs stay open late.
Yeah, rather than the other way. Well, see, that's the devil's thing, though, you see. That's the choice.
And we've all...
If you go for dinner at 7:30, you can probably get a seat in the pub when you go for drinks.
Yeah.
But if you have your dinner at 5 or 6, then by the time you get to the pub, you can't get a seat there. And then you're standing up there, crammed into a corner.
But there's also the thing of when your dinner is too late, like, I know it happens to a lot of restaurants that if people with the 9 o'clock booking don't show up because they've gone to the pub.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that many times from managers I know in restaurants. That's terrible. But also going home, like, I don't live very far from town. I get the bus and it's not a huge taxi for me to get home, but I don't want to be forking out for a taxi.
Yeah.
And so for some people, the taxi can cost the same amount as your dinner. So you want to finish your dinner in time to be able to get the bus home as well for a lot of people, or the train or the DART or whatever. So there's like loads of factors that makes a 5 o'clock dinner nice.
I suppose one thing that might put people off is that if you're rocking up to the restaurant at 6 o'clock, it might be half empty and lack a bit of atmosphere.
Yeah, but I more so see that like you're going to get like loads of attention. You're going to get really looked after. And like that early in the shift, people are generally delighted to see you. They talk you through the menu. Like, I generally have a really nice time when you have that 5 or 6 o'clock table. And yeah, by 8 o'clock, they're like ready to get you out of there because maybe the boozier tables are coming. They're going to spend more money, you know, but they do look after you. I find you're better looked after early and that the empty restaurant doesn't matter that much.
Yeah. And I suppose they're not tired. They've only just started work. Plus, they I suppose restaurants do run out of things. If everybody's ordering the chicken, you know, you turn up at 8:30, there might be no chicken left.
This is so true. And I'd forgotten about that. But I'm that person who looks at the menu before I go. And like, whether it's on Instagram or whatever, and I know what I'm having. And yeah, there is disappointment when you get to the end and they're like, no, the Chateaubriand is all gone and you've had your heart set on it. Yeah, that's hard. And I know some people talk about they want to get up early in the morning. Mm. No, I like to go to bed early. But like, I know in some of the articles they were saying it's because people want to get up early and go to the gym. I'm like, I don't want to do that, but I do understand.
why'd you bother going out in the first place?
Yeah, it's like you get to, you know, you can have your little lion in the morning, but you've got those extra 2 hours in bed before you go. Yeah. You know, it's just, or you might want to go home and watch your show, or you might want to have a bath or whatever you want to do. Like, I just like, I think we're all more home birdy now, and it's kind of nice to have those few hours instead of falling in the door at 12 o'clock and then being like setting the alarm.
And then you've got indigestion and you can't sleep. And
again,
you know the way that, like, that ridiculous thing that people, you know, they sit down, they have, you know, at 8:30 to eat.
Yeah.
They have a dinner and then, you know, they're both yawning. So they have an espresso. Oh. So then they can't sleep for another 4 hours.
That's crazy. Or when someone orders espresso martini after dinner, that's crazy. But again, I don't know if it's an age thing, but like eating that late, I can't sleep.
Then you're kind of,
even if you make it to bed by 12 o'clock, you're tossing and turning, you're not able, and you're regretting the espresso martini or you're regretting the dessert or whatever you had. But if you did that at 8 o'clock, you'd be asleep and delighted with yourself the next morning.
Yeah. Someone says, recently did a 9-course tasting menu accompanied by wine at 2 p.m. on a Sunday. It was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And lunches are incredible, especially for tasting menus. Like, if you are going that high end, you get better value at lunchtime in most of the very high end restaurants.
Mm.
And yeah, you don't feel rushed because it's very difficult. I can't comprehend going for a taste. And I have done it. I've eaten a tasting menu at 8 o'clock. I've been sometimes where you're still eating at 12 o'clock.
And
it doesn't feel good. And it can't feel good for the chefs. It can't feel good for the people eating it. And you're like, you want to enjoy it, but then you're thinking, you're trying to count them down in your head and there's more coming. Like, yeah, it's not easy. Tough life.
Is there, for tasting menus, this is slightly off the point, but is there, in your opinion, is there a limit as to how many? I did a tasting menu once and like it was a 9-course and we were like, got, you know, after about 7 or 8, we didn't know what number we were on and we were kind of asking how much more of this is to come? We want to die now.
Yeah, I think that like what you said, 8 or 9 is probably nice, but it's nice when the first ones are little snacks and they come quite quickly.
Yeah.
So they call them courses, but it might be like 3 or 4 little snacks. And then, yeah, but it is. And you often wonder when you eat them, has the chefs ever sat down and done it themselves? Because sometimes you're halfway through and you're just like, the sauce is, and I know there's people who say, God, you need a chipper afterwards. Like you very rarely experience that at the very high-end restaurants because everything is so rich.
Yeah, and you need someone to come and rub your belly afterwards.
That would be great.
They should employ people.
That would be a great service to have.
Another person says the main issue with going to a restaurant early is the increased likelihood of having to listen to Peppa Pig at full blast through some kid's device as they sit with their inconsiderate parents at the table next to you.
This is also true. And I am speaking about as someone who doesn't have children, so I can go for dinner at whatever time I like. I know for a lot of my friends my age, it's dictated by bedtime, so they have to go out for dinner at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I think there's not really any way to get around that. Choose your restaurants. Choose a restaurant that people won't bring children to, I suppose.
Yeah. At the same time, I mean, if the restaurant is, if they know their business and 5 o'clock it's not full, they can go, well, we won't put people close to where the Peppa Pig child is.
Yeah.
Bit of a distance there. You would have thought.
Or just here's a plea to everybody. If you're going to make your child watch something while you're eating, please bring headphones.
Yeah. Since we had kids, myself and my husband love an early bird. We're too tired to be staying out late. It lets us chat. Enjoy a glass of wine before an early night. It's also easier as you don't have to pay a babysitter to stay too late either. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
I think when you eat early, you're always being rushed out to make room for the 8 p.m. booking. I hate it.
And that is the case in some places. But like you have to, it's something you maybe have to put up with. But yeah, as I was saying, there is a bit of clock watching if you get too close to 8 o'clock. But if you know, generally you get like an hour, you know, a tight place might have an hour and a half, but generally you get 2 hours if you're going in early.
Yeah.
So just kind of Beware.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting in. They're real big fans of it.
I know.
A dinner out at 4:30.
Yes.
A couple of pints after. On the bus home at 8 p.m. Watch Midsummer Murders and in bed by 10:30.
There you go. That's a dreamy
thing. That's an ideal night for a guy there. Ali, lovely to have you come in and talk to us. Thanks for doing
so.
That was the food and wine writer Ali Dunworth there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.